This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, it's hour one on a Wednesday. Morale is high. It's always nice to walk in and the Traeger grills were fired up. And I go, well, wait a minute. It's a Wednesday. We normally do Meat Friday. Well, the big Germans out there whipping up a batch. We have French toast, we have eggs, we have sausage, all on the Traeger. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Yes, good stuff. Thank you, Eric, the big German. Celebrity Bracket Challenge, standings for our Bracket Challenge powered by NetSuite. They're available at foxsportsradio.com. First hour brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. They want to help you get a job, and they're not going to charge you. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com. Find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you, our streaming partner. By the way, Peacock is going to have another NFL game coming up. It was just announced that that first weekend, that Friday game, will be in Brazil. So you're going to have Thursday and then Friday, and then you'll have Sunday games and then a Sunday night game. And then Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody but Adam Silver in the NBA, because you're going to have a couple of NFL games on a Wednesday on Christmas Day. You imagine the commissioner of the NBA? He's already dealing with this nonsense with Jonte Porter in Toronto and betting on his under-over stats, and the NFL comes out with a hammer. Hey, you guys usually have Christmas Day. The NBA owns Christmas Day. No, I don't think so. Not anymore. So much so, Christmas on a Wednesday, we're going to put not one but two NFL games. There are going to be teams playing three games in 13 days. The NFL likes to tell us that they're all about player safety, but they're a business. And the players understand this as well. But three games, 13 days, I think that's above and beyond the call of duty. Not exactly a, let me put this in your stocking there, guys. And we're going to go to 18 games. The question is not if, but when. But the NFL making news, as they always do, it doesn't matter. Whenever they want to, they can knock anybody out of the headlines. It's like Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, why don't you take? Why don't you sit down for a little while? The women's tournament, men's tournament. Yeah, you can hold off. Let the big boys come in. We got some news here. They changed the kickoff, which I like, because if you said I can have something that's a little gimmicky but still has a return attached to it and some excitement, that's better than a touchback. And I know that you get the purists who go, oh, I don't even recognize football anymore. Well, try. Because you know what they're doing? They're trying new things. I probably have people going, can you believe they're going to let them wear a face mask? I mean, what are they thinking? You know, 1955, come on. It's not the way we did it. But the NFL is trying new things. That's why they have these developmental leagues, so they can try new things. Camera angles, you know, certain plays that you can do. I think they're still going to try to do something to modify the punt return, because once again, the collisions, the number of injuries. Now, the most violent play is still the kickoff. They're going to try to cut back on that with the amount of speed you can build up running into people. But at least it's better than having a touchback. But I did find some people on social media that they were appalled that this is what the NFL is doing. Okay. You going to still watch? Yeah, I thought you would. Or you get this. Oh, the NFL, come on. Two games on Christmas Day? That's too much. You going to watch? Yeah, but, you know, I feel bad for the NBA. Okay. You can flip around. It's survival of the fittest. That's what this is. The NFL's taken over the world. Hey, we're going to put a game in Brazil, one in Germany. We're going to put a couple in London. I mean, this is, and I don't think they're looking at expansion. I think what they're looking at, if I'm the owner of a team, let's say I'm the Eagles. Well, we want to have a country that is ours. We want to own Germany. Or, you know, Kansas City Chiefs, I think, want to own Germany. The Steelers in Ireland are talking about that. New England Patriots, they, I think, we're talking about, could they own Germany? That's what you want. And now, if you're the Eagles, hey, we want to own Brazil. Okay. You get those fan bases there. They buy your merchandise. You're the official team of that country. Yeah, Paulie. Or yes, Seton.
And that gives what you just said right there gives sheds new light on the idea that the Patriots game earlier last season in Germany was their Super Bowl.
Yes.
This is the biggest game. And we were all kind of like, what are you talking about? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Why is this game so important? I don't know. Maybe that's why.
Yeah. That you want to own that country. You want to go in there and be the official team. And you're building a fan base. This isn't a case of, hey, are we going to have a team in London or a team in Scotland or Ireland or Germany or Brazil or Mexico City? I thought that for a long time, but I don't think that now. I think that you're just allowing these teams, if they want to give up a home game, that they will give it up. And in return, you can become the official team of that country. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. Mike Tannenbaum caused a stir yesterday. ESPN front office insider gave us his mock draft, and woo, we got quarterbacks galore and a trade where Arizona would take a quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, and then trade Kyler Murray to Minnesota. So Mike T will join us coming up a little bit later on, and we will look at the kickoff and the strategy of the new rule. We're going to do that a little bit later on as well. John Calipari is coming back to Kentucky, and he says that he needs to change, do some things differently, obviously. I don't know if he's going to go transfer portal crazy here because he normally brings in a pretty good class of recruits. I don't know what his recruiting class. You know, if are they in the top five again? I'm guessing. Yeah, Paulie.
There's two. They're one and two with Duke. It flip-flops. But yeah, it's Kentucky and Duke had the top two recruiting classes. But again, they're all 18-year-olds.
And I was also looking at this. I was wondering, because I'm watching OKC play the Pelicans. Oklahoma City, the NBA team, has an average age. Their starting lineup is 22.6 years. So Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's 25, Lu Dort, 24, Jalen Williams, 22, Chet Holmgren, 21, Josh Giddey, 21. And then I started to wonder, how old is North Carolina's roster in this year's tournament? Well, North Carolina's average age, their starting five, is 22.3 years. Oklahoma City's starting lineup average age is 22.6.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day,
brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. So John Calipari is coming back, and it feels like you're on double secret probation. Because if you don't win the SEC and or you bow out early in the tournament, and then here we are again, it just feels like that's when the AD is going to go, John, we tried. Got a lot of guys in the NBA making a lot of money. We want to make money here at Kentucky as well. Yes, Eden.
I'm curious how much he changes his recruiting philosophy now for this upcoming year.
Well, it doesn't sound like he is if he's bringing in all these recruits. They're high school kids.
Yeah.
I don't know how many transfer portals. Now, he's going to have probably three first-round picks from this year's roster. Yes, Marv?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Do you think he's going to try to convince some of those players to stay another year? All right, maybe you're a fringe first-round pick. Just stay here for another year and develop and then hopefully help me win some more games.
Yeah, but you want to get into that rookie deal. That's why you come out early, you get in, and then you knock that rookie deal out, and then that's when you start to make $30, $40 million. And that's what these kids want to do. But I imagine, you know, he's always been good. He's fair to say, you know, now's the time to go. And, you know, basically I'm going to have to push you out the door. I think he's been respectable to these players in a bigger picture. But that was part of his selling point, that he would sell these recruits on, look at what I've done. And these recruits are basically, this is a rest stop on the highway to getting $30, $40, $50 million a year. Hey, I'll just pull in here, spend 6 months at Kentucky, then I'm going to the NBA because, hey, that's what everybody does at Kentucky. You know, Cal doesn't get guys who stay much longer than that. And if they do, then you wonder, like, what's wrong? Man, he's been here 2 years. That's an eternity at Kentucky. I don't know if, can he change it in 1 year? Can he go out in the transfer portal, and who are you bringing in? And did you promise these recruits coming in, hey, you're going to be my starting point guard? Imagine you get there, and all of a sudden you got a guy who played at Cal and averaged 18 points, and you brought him in to play point guard. Then all of a sudden, those recruits, there'll be a little unrest there because they're only there for 6 months. Then they're gonzo. Yeah, Paul.
You almost wish Calipari could tell the high school all-star recruits, go play at Drake, go play at Southern Illinois for 2 years, build yourself up, then we'll transfer you in.
Seton, what's poll question today?
Well, I think we're going to go with the NFL topic. You were just saying that because we were all pretty, we had a good discussion about it before the show, but can there be too much NFL?
All right, let's go around the room here. Who thinks having two games on a Wednesday that happens to be Christmas is too much? Todd?
I do. I think it's it doesn't need to have an NFL game, and I love the NFL. Every day of the week, and enforcing it on a Wednesday, it just makes it, I don't know, that could be the NBA's day, and I would be very comfortable watching hoops and then going right back to the NFL.
Seton, what about you?
Yeah, I know I'm definitely not the typical sports fan, certainly not the typical football fan either. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would definitely, for me, I don't need football every night of the week.
Yeah. I appreciate it when it's on. You know, some matchups you're probably not looking forward to, but if I can take a break from you know, people in the family tree who might be over for Christmas, where I go, hon, I gotta watch this game. Well, it's Christmas. I know, but I have to watch this. I have to watch these games. So if it allows me to escape for a little while, then great. I built in excuse. Yeah, see.
Yeah, see, I feel like the NBA schedule was the, I'm just going to go sit and watch basketball, you know, and you guys do that. Now, how many nights a week can you say, hey, babe, I have to watch this Lions-Browns game for work tomorrow? No, I have to watch this. It's that important. I know Texas, yes, I know we're not Texas fans, but this game is that big.
It is that important, yeah.
Texas Colts, I have to watch this.
Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah. By the way, some other young starting rosters in the NBA compared to North Carolina. Orlando, their average age is just under 23 years. Blazers, their starting five is 23 years of age. Memphis is 23 years of age. Pistons, 23. Oklahoma City, 23 years, a little more than that. And then North Carolina is a little under 23 years of age. You get these guys who are like 25 and 26. It's an enormous advantage. If you have talent and you happen to be 25 years of age playing in college basketball, that is a great, great advantage. Because think about when you got to college at 18 or 19, and I remember when I got there, and I was 6'3", maybe 170 pounds, and all of a sudden you see some of these guys who were 22, 23, and they outweighed me by 40 pounds. By the time you catch up to that, you know, that there's a big difference. You look back and you go, God, how did I survive? And these guys who were 24, 25, 26, I mean, those are men. playing against boys. All right, we'll come up with a poll question. Your phone calls are always welcome. We'll hear from the Commissioner Roger Goodell. No, he's not going to be on the show, just from the press conference yesterday. Didn't want to get your hopes up. Yes, Paul?
I'm calling my shot. We're getting him before next year.
I don't want him.
Oh, so okay, then I retract it.
Yeah, I don't want him. Like,
are you telling me we can't pursue?
Yeah, I don't want him.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be an awesome, like, just saying no. Like, sorry, we got Mike Tannenbaum in that segment.
Yeah, can't. I can't get squeeze you in there, Commissioner. Sorry. I mean, we've tried. We've been respectable. It's just there has to be a problem on their end. But then maybe I've been critical of the NFL, and a lot of journalists don't do that.
Fairly critical of the NFL.
I don't go out of my way to criticize them.
We don't make anything up.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
I have a note here saying Monday, December 27th, 2027. How does that sound? Could you make that one work?
I got the joke there, right? So after I leave.
It'll be the Monday after the last Christmas Eve show.
LOL.
Yeah. It's okay. Todd, when are you retiring?
God willing, Friday, Christmas Eve, 2027. But that's just retiring from this show.
Yeah.
Then I'm still young enough where something has to happen after that.
When are you going to start looking?
Wasn't planning to look anytime soon, but I will. I got bills to pay, and I'm not retirement age when we wrap it up in 3 3/4 years or whatever. So there has to be life at post Danette for all of us, I would think. Mm.
Yep. Okay. All right. Let me know if you need a reference.
I appreciate that. That's kind of you.
I'm not the reference. Oh, just let me know if you need one.
Just a collect
the German
references.
Is going to.
Yeah, the big German will.
He's going to be handling
Mario.
All
Mario sign up, or maybe P.A. Ray.
Fair enough.
Can you imagine the people at ESPN looking at it going, who is this P.A. Ray guy? And who's the big German? Todd's references. All right. Taking a break. We'll come back. Got a few things to talk about. And the kickoff fallout. Also, does anybody have a problem with too much NFL around the holidays? Back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Moonshine Madness, available at DanPatrick.com. Every person who places a tailgate moonshine order gets 50% off their next order at DanPatrick.com. All right, poll question, Seton. What are we going to go with?
Yeah, we're going to stick with, can there be too much NFL?
Okay.
Can there be too much NFL? Your options are going to be some form of not in a million years or definitely.
All right. Is there too much?
Can there be, not is there.
Can there
Very big be. Difference to
okay.
me.
Okay, all right.
Can there be.
All right. David in Arkansas. David, too much NFL?
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, I have had Kansas City Chiefs season tickets for 23 years now, and I do live in South Arkansas. It is over a 1,000-mile round trip for me to go to the games, and I just think at times the NFL needs to think about these people called fans, these people who actually go to the games on a Wednesday. That's 3 days off work for me. Even if it is Christmas, I still work. You know,
David, they know there's blind loyalty. Thanks for the phone call. If you don't go, somebody else will go. And somebody will take your season tickets. Yes, Eden.
But is that the right thing to do, is treat season ticket holders essentially like running backs?
No.
Don't really care. I mean, pay your whatever the licensing fees are for your seat that somehow you're charging you twice for the same seat.
Oh, I know.
And then, hey, if you don't show up, then we don't really care. Somebody else will. So
yes.
Get in.
I think that's the way they view this. You know, the times when they'll change a game and you'll have a cold weather city and they're playing later in the evening, they're not thinking about the fans. They're putting on marquee game. And then those fans are sitting out there. I mean, the number of fans in Kansas City who were there for the playoff game who had amputations because of, you know, the cold that they had. I mean, that's remarkable. I think it was like 12 fans had amputations. Yes, Todd?
It's not just football, but the lack of effort, just on a smaller note, besides price gouging and merchandise and food, they get you into that game. They could care less if it takes you 4 hours to get out of the parking lot when it can just take a few people helping move it around. So
but
you
that's
don't
not
do...
necessarily the NFL.
No, that's all that's arenas and stadiums. Team. But I've gone to my share of all of them, and there's just zero effort made all around.
Yeah, but that's the stadium. That's not the NFL. That's the people who, you know, if you go to a Patriots game, there's one road in and one road out. That's not on the NFL. That's on Robert Kraft and the Patriots there. Yeah, Paul.
After listening to that season ticket holder, I think it's clear that the NFL prioritizes the fan at home with on the watching on television more than the fan in person. They move games all around. They want to deliver because the football rights fees are a lot better than they make money coming in. I'll answer the poll question like this. No, I don't think there's enough football on TV. I think they should expand even more than they already have. If you think about it, on Sundays, there's a set of 1 o'clock games, usually about 12 games, 10 or 8 games. You could really only watch two of them on national TV, right? So you're watching two. The late games, sometimes there's only one at 4 o'clock Eastern, so you could watch one or two. Then you get Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night. You can't watch all the NFL games. You can watch more college football than you can watch NFL. The NFL should, you know, expansion is a good thing for them. You get to watch more football. You have your choice to watch more football.
Also, I saw this with The Athletic's Andrew Marchand. He covers sports TV. says that ESPN is aggressively pursuing Jason Kelce, Monday Night Football, Monday Night Countdown, and it looks like he would replace Robert Griffin III, and Larry Fitzgerald might be out as well. I think their contracts expired, and so you still have Van Pelt there, Marcus Spears, Ryan Clark, but Kelce, it's going to be a lot of people trying to get Kelce in there. NBC, CBS, Amazon, they've all expressed interest in him. And here's the thing, that he's Philadelphia-based, and Andrew Marchand points this out. If I'm Philadelphia-based, where do I want to go? NBC is in Connecticut, and CBS is in New York City. Just being able to take the train up, Amtrak up, I think that would be a big selling point. And trying to make this as family-friendly as possible. The CBS pregame show, Nate Burleson, Bill Cowher, Boomer Esiason, Phil Sims, I think they're all unsigned. They have J.J. Watt, so he'll be there. I mean, they need to get younger. James Brown is still there, but you know, do you keep Phil Sims? You'll keep Nate Burleson. Is Bill Belichick going to be in the mix? I don't know. You know, it's one of those, does he get into TV for 1 year to prove that he is a personality? And boy, somebody's going to want to hire him. After watching the Patriots documentary, it doesn't come off well. And I was asked about this, a friend in the NFL. He goes, do you think that was a hit piece on Bill Belichick? I said, well, Robert Kraft is the one who is kind of producing this. And Robert Kraft looked really good in that documentary. Bill Belichick did not. So that's no surprise there. But I don't know if Bill cares about any of that stuff. And how good would he be when you have, if you do a game, you got to be able to speak in sound bites. You got to be able to get in, get out, quick, make your point. And I don't know if Bill is interested in doing that. Now, studio, I can sort of set him up to succeed. And I know there have been people who've worked with him. Chris Collinsworth, Rich Eisen have said, boy, he's really good when he wants to be. All right, you're going to have him in studio. Is he going to be interested in that? How much, you know, is he excited to do this? You know, does he blend in with everybody else? Does it become part of a team, or is it the team and then you got Belichick there? I'd be curious if he wants to do that. I wondered if he's going to coach again in the NFL. And right now I have my doubts, but I don't know if he wants to go into TV. Wouldn't it be interesting if Belichick and Brady are both in TV? Now, Tom's going to be calling games, but I don't think Bill's going to call games. But if you have him in studio, okay. I mean, I'd be curious. You know, I'd do a drive-by and say, all right, let me see what he has to say. And I don't even know the importance of the pregame shows anymore. It just feels like there's so much football. Are they telling you anything that you don't know? Fox was must-see TV. You know, that pregame show was awesome. Personalities there. It was fun. It was sort of TNT before TNT, that you had big personalities on there, and it became more than just a pregame show. CBS is sort of kind of stale, you know, that you have people who've been there a long time. NBC, you know, they changed things up as well. You know, Tony Dungy and Rodney Harrison went out into the field. You know, they tried Zach Collinsworth in there, out there as well. Like, you're constantly trying to shift things around. Who's interesting? Who do we need to get? Getting younger is really important. Getting guys who still know the league. You know, that was part of the problem with Tony Romo. The further away he got from the sport, it felt like the less he knew, that he needs to almost reinvest in finding out what he knew when he was leaving the game, which made him really, really good. Instead of saying, hey, that's number 43, no, you have to tell me who that person is. And I think having younger people in there, closer to the game, closer to these players, I think that's really important. So Kelce is like 36 years of age. But I wonder, what does Travis do? Let's say Travis plays one more year. Now, do I pair the brothers, which they have the number one podcast right now? And the answer is yes. Like, you could have them, let's say CBS had them with J.J. Watt, Nate Burleson, James Brown. Okay. I'm interested. You know, I haven't heard everything that they've had to say. You know, with Boomer and Phil Sims, Coach Cower, I probably heard all of those things that they've said before. And I think that's tricky. You know, Fox brought in Michael Strahan. Who knew Mike was going to be that great? But he has been. You know, Jimmy Johnson not doing as much. Terry, I don't know how much longer he's going to do it. Howie as well. So it'll be really important for them to bring in some younger former players or coaches. That's where I thought Mike Tomlin might end up. If Mike Tomlin coaches one more year, then I would think Fox would make a really strong push to get him. I mean, everybody's going to. I think he'll be really good on TV. But, you know, that's what's happening now here in the offseason with these pregame shows. So, according to Andrew Marchand, ESPN is interested in Jason Kelce. If he asked me, hey, you worked there for 18 years, I would say you have to be ready for what they're going to ask you to do. You don't just come in and do Monday Night Countdown. There's so much more they're going to ask you to do. And it's called the car wash for a reason. That you go in, you're going to be on this show and this show and this show and this show. You're at their demand. I mean, Troy Aikman has to do things with the mothership where he didn't have to do that when he was with Fox. That's what happens. And, you know, Charles Barkley asked me about it. And I said, ESPN is not the place for you because I want to hear Charles one time. I don't want it to be watered down that you're hearing it three or four times over the course of a day. If you go there, you have to be geared up to, I really like being on TV. I really like being on radio. I really like doing somebody's podcast. And if Jason Kelce is interested in that, then that can be the place for him. I wouldn't advise him to go there because I think he's a unique voice right now. And I would want to have one place where you would hear him and you would tune into that instead of you've already heard him on, you know, the morning radio show or afternoons or Stephen A's podcast. Like, I need you a standalone. People are going to tune in to see you and hear you. Yeah, Paulie.
I remember when Peyton Manning retired, we were discussing, will he be a coach? Will he be a commentator? Other. And it's almost like he sat for a while, and at least a year, he did nothing. I mean, it's not nothing, but commercials. And he said, let's go the opposite. And instead of being the Monday Night Football guy or the Sunday Night Football guy, I'm going to start my own production company, and you're going to get me for this, but then you're going to get other shows we produce as part of it. He went much bigger than just the analyst role.
Yeah, he's an entrepreneur and a really bright business person. I thought that he was going to want to run a team. And maybe he'll want to do that one day, I don't know. But this feels like it's kind of satisfied whatever that post-game, post-career job is going to be. And he's done a really wonderful job. Same with Eli. You know, I don't know what Eli would do if he wasn't doing the Manning cast, but in that show, it brings out his personality. Not every show or game, like, it's not going to bring out Eli's personality, but his brother brings out that personality and vice versa. It's the right place for him. I don't know how good Tom Brady's going to be. I can't sit here and go, well, Tom's a great quarterback. There have been, you know, Joe Montana didn't work out. And Jim Brown didn't work out. Joe Namath didn't work out. Like, there's big names who have done this that they just didn't work out. You have to have that guy who is relatable, has fun with it, is quick with it, to be able to have establish almost like your personality calling games. You can't just live off of, well, I'm Tom Brady. Because if anything, you're going to get roughed up on social media. With everything you say, he could be great, but people are still going to go, did you hear that thing he said? Or he misidentified. I mean, that's the way it's going to go. People will nitpick because it's Tom Brady. Yeah, Paulie.
Going back to what you said about Bill Belichick, it's really hard to picture him in either the analyst role in the booth or even in the studio in little 30-second bursts because he didn't seem like a guy who would take direction and take a producer yelling at him, let's wrap this up or do this. Remember when Rich Eisen did that show where he and Belichick sat on a set and some other guys, and they had a lot of room to tell stories and breathe? And that was like the best use of Bill Belichick because he had a lot of room to breathe. I don't know if there's a way to do that around him.
Yeah, because what happens when you sit on the set? You don't get to just talk. What it'll be is they'll go, okay, we're going to spend 2 minutes on this. You take 30 seconds, and then you have something a little bit more, so we'll give you 40 seconds. And then all of a sudden, somebody says in your ear, because you have an earpiece in, they'll be like, wrap it up. Wrap it up. I can't imagine a director going to Bill Belichick, hey, wrap it up, without Bill going, I'm not going to wrap it up. No, 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 you're not supposed to say that on the air. Yeah, see.
Those types of roles don't... There seems to be a move away from the all-time greats in those types of roles.
Of sitting in the studio?
Yeah.
Okay.
They seem to be going, at least just like, I haven't really thought this through at all, but it seems like it's more personality-based than resume-based in a lot of areas.
Mm, yeah.
You don't need to have a whole bunch of rings to sit and give your thoughts on the games. You just need to be kind of pleasant and enjoyable.
But see, I thought Brady would be better in studio. Because you want people to be able to see him, not just hear him. And I think that's where it's a little tricky. That put him in studio, now you could see him before the game, at halftime of the game, and post-game.
Like, I don't think you use Bill Belichick in anything live whatsoever. Everything he does is an edited piece.
Yeah. Yeah, I think just safety-wise.
Yeah.
Because these people... People who aren't in it or haven't done it don't know what 30 seconds is. Because I can say, hey, I need you to talk, or you'll have somebody in your ear. And they'll go, hey, give me 20 more seconds here. So now you're ready to wrap things up, and the producer or director is like, give me 20 more seconds here. And you're like, okay. That's what happens. It's difficult. So Bill is going to take time to tell you a story. Or, you know, break something down. But I think if you had segments there where you said, all right, this is Bill's laboratory. And, you know, today he's looking at the 49ers run blocking. All right. Now you get 2 minutes worth. He might give you 10 minutes, and then you cut it down. And then you make it look good, make it look presentable. Yeah, Paul.
And I think what Seton was saying about, like, star players going into the booth versus other guys. You know, like Ben Roethlisberger, he's got $100 million in the bank. There's not a mild of motivation for him to go to the booth. He has the options. But you look at a guy like Dan Orlovsky, his career financially was probably nice, but not all-time nice. And he's going to work at it. He's going to grind at it and try to make a whole career out of it differently than maybe a star player would.
Yeah, like, but the biggest name in the history of the sport signed a 10-year $370 million contract to be in the booth.
Right. It's almost an anomaly. When he signed that, we were shocked.
He won't last 10 years in the booth. I can't imagine him doing that. He hasn't even been in there yet. Yes, Eden.
You know, he also took a year off before doing that to restructure all of his business properties. He clearly has a different plan than, say, other people who might want to do this. He has his own brand that he's trying to grow off of all this stuff.
Yeah.
And doing a game with that audience every week probably helps that. You know, I think it's him being in the booth has way more to do with all of the other stuff that he has going on than just, I'm Tom Brady and let me work in the media, you know?
But he already has an investment with the Raiders. He's going to be a part owner in the Raiders. I was just surprised that he would want, you know, you're traveling. You got to be on the road Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, coming back Sunday night, and then you do it again the next week. Where are you going? Is it an interesting game? I don't know. Just felt like, why? But the studio, you just go one spot and you're there for Sunday and then you're done. I mean, that's what Jimmy Johnson loved about it. Jimmy'd fly from South Florida and be like, all right, I'll come in, have dinner Saturday night and kill it on Sunday and then head back home and get on my boat.
Margarita.
That's what I would be doing. Yes, Marv.
But wouldn't Brady hate that since he wants to be like near the game? Sitting in a studio.
I think it would be tougher. It's like I worked at a golf course. I mowed greens. It was so tough because I couldn't play golf while I was at a golf course because I was working. Then the last thing you wanted to do was go back to the golf course after you were done mowing greens. Yes, Marv.
But maybe just the energy of being around the game might be enough for him. But
yeah,
he also might be one of those guys like, man, I could still play. Look at these guys.
That's why Drew Brees, it didn't work. You know, Brees, he wanted to be around. You're in a sterile environment in a studio. he wasn't a good analyst during a, you know, doing a game, but you're in a studio. It's not exciting unless you really like the guys that you're around. You have some fun with them, but you're right. Picking up the sort of the ambiance of I'm as close to the game as I could possibly get. I don't know that could frustrate you that, oh my God, I'm looking at this quarterback play. I should be back out there. All right, let me take a break. Got our play of the day coming up next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Oh my God.
The play, of the day.
Brother, left side, got it!
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Reeves! Oh. Deep shot for the Lakers! Austin Reeves!
Should have been a switch. They both went with Dinwiddie, who found the wide open Reeves, who knocked down the dagger three.
That's courtesy of TNT. Austin Reeves had the Lakers coming back from 19 down. He had 29, 14, and 10 assists. Second career triple-double, courtesy of TNT. Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. Now, you got accounting, finance, inventory, HR onto one proven platform helping you reduce cost everywhere. And now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Patrick right now. Update the poll results if you can, Seton.
Yeah, Dan, right now we got up there. Can there be too much NFL? Your options are not in a million years or definitely.
Okay.
Right now on Twitter, 53% of the audience say...
Not a million years.
Definitely.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Okay.
That's an interesting number.
I just think with gambling, with fantasy, if you didn't have that, then I think there could be a glut. But now you have reasons to watch games that you wouldn't normally watch. And I think having the gambling aspect in fantasy, that helps. That helps significantly. Yes, he.
Normally the website audience and the Twitter audience are exact opposites.
Mm-hmm.
In poll question, but this one has 64% says definitely.
Okay. Yeah.
That's interesting. That's a surprising result to me.
Michelle in Tampa. Hi, Michelle. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
I'm a big Dan Patrick fan and a big NFL fan, but I do think there could be too much football or NFL, especially around the holidays. We always watch a little bit of football on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, but I think that sports are taking away family life and taking away things that are really significant in our culture. And, those traditional things that you do as a family, even sitting with company that you don't really care for, it's so important. It's all part of the tradition and necessary for families.
Yep, I know.
Sitting around with people you don't care for is necessary.
It is. I understand what she's saying. Like this weekend, it'll be necessary for me to sit around with some family members. May not want to, but it's necessary. I have to, be in the moment. Be excited. Yes, Marvin.
Why do you have to?
Well, because it's my wife's side of the family. I have to be in the moment. Be excited.
I'm sick.
No, you have to gear up for those moments sometimes. Yes, Todd.
Sounds like you're pretty sure they don't tune into this program at all. Like you're just
probably not. Yeah, if they don't have
about it.
Hey, not everybody gets my sense of humor. So
they've been told that.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Based off what that caller just said, do you guys get any blowback on Christmas Day or Thanksgiving Day about having the TV on with games at least in the background all day?
Well, it depends on where the TV is on. If you're having Thanksgiving, you can't have the TV on while you're having Thanksgiving.
While dinner's at
going? Yeah, you can't.
You can't.
No, you can't. No. You can kind of sneak away and watch and then come back, but no, you can't have the game on. Yes, Marv.
My wife goes to her family. If there's no TV, Marvin's not going.
Yeah.
There's a real good chance Marvin would be right at home.
Yeah.
It's mandatory 55-inch TV.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
JD in Tulsa. Hi, JD. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. 5'11", a dad bod, 195. I was calling. I think that what the NFL is trying to make the game safer and adding games kind of go hand in hand somewhat. No, there cannot be enough football. And to respond to Dave from Arkansas earlier, who didn't like to make the 1,000-mile trek, if they add games, I mean, a lot of people I know that have season tickets sell, one or two games worth their tickets, and it actually helps them pay for the tickets. So, I mean, if you don't want to go to a couple of extra games, that just gets you a couple of extra games you could sell your tickets on and make your money back.
Yeah, I think the NFL wants to see how much football they can give you before they notice that there's a dip, that ratings aren't going to... I mean, look at the number one show each week. It was always a football game. A couple of football games. I mean, the cash cow gets bigger. I don't know if the cash cow gets slaughtered. Feels like they're pushing, and they're going to find out if there's a breaking point. Mike Tannenbaum's, I guess, interesting mock draft coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes gold-class car wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included hot shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.